们感谢神，当我们读撒加利亚书读到第八章的时候，
We thank God as we read the book of Zechariah until chapter 8.
我们很明显地看见神用着撒加利亚向他的百姓说的话是转了一个大的方向。
Very clearly, we're able to see the words of God through Zechariah has taken a big turn.
从第六章，从第一章到第七章，
From chapters 1 through 7,
神是让他的百姓留意到当时的环境。
God allows for his people to take note of the current circumstances.
第八章以后，神让他的百姓看见前面的光景。
From chapter 8 onward, God allows for his people to see the situation ahead of them.
这一个信息里面的转换是蛮重要的。
Now the changing point of this message here is very important.
因为如果我们没有留意到这样的一个转换，
because if we do not notice such a turning point here,
我们就觉得撒加利亚书就有点散漫了。
We would feel that the book of Zechariah is quite slow and scattered in this way.
因为神既然用着它来激动犹大的百姓重新要把圣殿来建好。
Because if God was to excite his people once again to have the temple be finished,
怎么仅说是一些好像跟当时渐渐无关痛痒的话。
Why is it then? It seems like God is speaking some words that has nothing to do with their situation.
尤其是我们读那个列王跟撒加跟那个历代志的时候。
Especially when the Lord speaks about the kings and the chronicles.
那边给我对不起，不是列王和历代志，是读这个。以斯拉记的时候，
I'm sorry, it is not the Kings and Chronicles, but the book of Ezra.
那里的话明明说神兴起这两位先知来鼓励犹大人重新的投入建造圣殿。
For the words there clearly tell us that the Lord have used these two people to encourage the people to once again to rebuild the temple.
那从何开书上我们看到的确都是很鼓励的话。
From the book of Haggai, indeed, we're able to see they are words of encouragement.
但在撒加利亚书上我们就看见鼓励的话好像并不那么明显。
But from the book of Zechariah, it doesn't seem very evident we're able to see these words of encouragement.
但是撒加利亚说的话比撒开说的他该说的话还要多。
Yet, the words of Zechariah are much more than the words of Haggai.
你说那撒加利亚说的话究竟在哪一方面叫神的百姓的心给提起来呢？
You may then say, where are the words of Zechariah that would allow for the hearts of the people to rise up?
当我们看见神向犹大的百姓说话是从现今一直说到永远。
When we're able to realize that when God speaks to the people through Zechariah, it is speaking of the present until eternity.
乃是让他们回顾目前的光景的发生的原因。
It is in order for the people to reflect on their situation at hand and how come it happened in this way.
然后就展望以后的日子神在他们中间有怎么的带领和安排。
Then it will continue on to show how God will lead them in the future and how God has made arrangements.
那这样他们如果真的是看见了，
Now if they're able to see this truly,
他们就知道这个建造的殿的路是平坦的。
Then they will realize the path in which for them to build the temple is smooth.
平坦不是说没有环境上的难处。
The fact that it is smooth does not mean there are no external difficulties.
乃是说平坦乃是因为神要做成这件事。
But it is smooth in a sense because this is the matter which God will want to do.
那我们上次从第九章里头看到。
Last time from chapter 9 we saw.
神告诉他们在他们所遭遇的事上面。
God told them according to the things they will encounter.
有一天他们要成为列国人的一个依靠。
There will be one day when they will be a trust where all the nations will look to.
到了那一个时刻，
At that time,
那列国人就不再成为他们的欺压。
Then the people of the nations will not be their oppressors.
反倒 成为他们的一个激励。
But the nations themselves would be an encouragement to Judah.
因为神是借着列国人来让犹大的百姓看见他们在神和人中间是何等的重要。
Because God will use the Israelites to show how important they are to the nations.
如果没有了他们，列国要来寻求神，连路都没有。
Because without the Israelites, there will be no way, no channel for the other nations to come seek after God.
但是因为有他们在地上，所以列国的人就可以引到神的面前来。
But because the Israelites are on earth, therefore they're able to lead the nations before God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
神让他的百姓看见 他们的前途和他们的功用。
God allows for His people to see their future and their function.
他们曾经给人欺压，好像一无用处。
They were once oppressed by others, seemingly to be useless.
但神给他们看见，他们有用处。
Yet God shows them they are useful.
因为成全神的旨意，没有他们就不能到达终点。
Because they are the ones used by God to complete God's will. Without them, it cannot reach the final point.
但是是不是？ 全是他们自己本身就具备这样的条件呢?
But does that mean it is the Israelites themselves that are qualified?
不是。
No.
所以在第九章我们就看到神在那里预先宣告了弥赛亚的来临。
Therefore, in chapter 9, we're able to see that God has prophesied about the coming of the Messiah.
虽然这个宣告弥赛亚的来临是非常的平淡的。
Even though the proclamation of the coming of the Messiah is very common.
但是弥赛亚来临的那个目的却是非常清楚的。
Yet the purpose of the coming of the Messiah is extremely clear.
说出当这一位成为弥赛亚的人来到的时候。
It speaks forth of the one who is the Messiah when he comes.
他们就蒙拯救了。
They will have salvation.
他们就大有喜乐了。
They will have great joy.
他们就整个的复兴起来了。
They have a great revival.
他们就在一个全地丰收。 满了喜乐的那种光景里面来活了。
They will live in a condition where there is great harvest and great joy.
但是有一个关键的事实。
Yet there is a very crucial point.
那关键的事实，要他们用什么态度来对待那一位要来的弥赛亚。
The key is depending upon their attitude, how they will receive the coming Messiah.
所以第九章那里非常清楚的指出。 弥赛亚来的时候，他是来做王的。
Therefore, it clearly points out to us in chapter 9, when the Messiah comes, he is to come to be king, to reign as king.
但是这个王必须要给人接受。
But this king must be welcomed, received by man.
如果人不接受这一位王，
Now, if man do not receive this king,
那么神所宣告的这一切就不会发生的。
Then all this which God has proclaimed will not take place.
但是你说要接受一个王啊，那是简单了。
You say it's easy to receive a king.
因为他是王，你看到他的时候，你就非接受他不可。
For he is a king. When you see such a king, you will receive him.
但是神的宣告里就说得很清楚。
Yet in the proclamation of God, it is extremely clear.
就因为王来到的时候，
When this king cometh,
他不像人眼中的王。
He is unlike the king in man's view.
他是卑卑微微的来到人的中间。
He comes very humbly, lowly.
王是骑着高头大马的。
For the king will come in a great mighty horse.
但是这一个王来只是骑着驴驱子。
But when this king comes, he comes upon a colt.
很平淡的。
And it is very common.
没有王的威势。
There is no atmosphere of a king.
显不出王的那个权力。
It would not manifest the power of the authority of a king.
更没有那一个王的热闹和高兴。
And there is no joy, no atmosphere, celebration for a king.
他就是这样卑卑微微的来到。
And this is how this king will enter very humbly.
接受不接受他做王呢?
Now it is up to you if you will receive such a king.
那这一个主是已经是宣告了。
The Lord has already made this proclamation.
不单是在撒加利亚书上面宣告。
Not only in the book of Zechariah.
在 以赛亚书上也是宣告。
It is the same in the book of Isaiah.
在诗篇上面也是宣告。
The same in the books of Psalms.
如果站在犹大人的那个地位上面来说，
If we stand in the position of a Jew,
他们应该对他们要来的王起码有一个一般性的领会。
At the very least, they will have a general understanding of their coming king.
但是他们就是愚昧，
Yeah, that was how foolish they were.
他们没有这样的一个概念。
They did not even have such a concept.
他们一听到王，那就是很威严的王。
When they hear of the king, they think of a very majestic king.
很有能力的王。
A very powerful king.
那是当我们的主到地上来的时候。
Therefore, when our Lord was on earth,
他们没有办法能接受他是王。
There was just no way for them to accept him as king.
虽然有政治的情绪的激动在。我们的主进耶路撒冷的时候，他们欢呼。
Even though there was a very short period of time, because of their excited emotions when the Lord entered Jerusalem, that they rejoiced. Very clearly, you can see, brothers and sisters,
前后一个礼拜的光景,
just within the condition of a week,
人对我们的主的态度整个的就翻过来了。
The attitude of the man toward our Lord completely turned around.
7天前那是活山呐、啊、活山呐、啊。
7 days ago, it was Hosanna, Hosanna.
那七天以后就杀了他杀了他。
After 7 days, it was kill him, kill him.
弟兄姊妹为什么会有那么厉害的转变
Brothers and sisters, why would be there such a great and drastic change?
对神在旧约里头接二连三的宣告没有。放在心上。
It is because they did not put upon their hearts what God has proclaimed many a times through the Old Testament.
是当我们看到当撒加利亚在那里宣告神的百姓的那个荣耀的前途的时候。
Therefore, when we see how Zechariah have made the pronouncement of the glorious future of the people.
神是非常明显的用着他来突出那个做王的那一位神的儿子。
God clearly uses Zechariah to make the point outstanding about the manifestation of the Son of God who is to be king.
那也就很清楚地告诉神的百姓。
He clearly tells his people.
只要你们从心里去接受从神差来的。
That is, if you receive the one sent by God in your hearts.
神的那个荣耀的目的就要在你们中间成全。
Then the glorious purpose of God will be done in your midst.
所以你们是有前途的。
So you have a future.
你们后来你们所带出来的以后的那个荣耀比先前的荣耀要更大。
The glory which you will bring forth in the latter will be greater than the former.
你整个神应许给你们的地
All of the promised land which God has given to you
都是满了欢喜丰收满了欢乐的。
It will be full of joy and harvesting.
那当我们一直看第九章看到这样的光景的时候
When we continue to look at chapter 9 and we see this condition
我们真的是看见犹大的前途非常的光明灿烂
Indeed we see how bright and glorious the future of Judah is
但是非常有意思
Very meaningful
当神的话一进到第十章的时候
When the word of God enters chapter 10
立刻你就看到
Immediately you see
神又在那里很明显的突出那一个最要紧的点。
Again, very evidently, God makes the point outstanding. What is the most important point?
那个最紧要紧的点是什么呢
？Now, what is that most important point?
第九章就说，看呀，你的王来到你这里。
Chapter 9 says, "Behold, thy king cometh unto thee."
他是公义的，并且施行拯救，谦谦和和的骑着驴，就是骑着驴的驱子。
He is just and having salvation lowly and riding upon a donkey and upon a colt the foal of an ass.
那第十章一开始呢?
In chapter 10 when it begins.
他就说当春雨的时候。
In the time of the latter rains.
那这个我们要记得。
We have to remember.
在犹大地他们计算那个早雨和晚雨。
When the people in the land of Judah, they calculate the early rains and the latter rains.
和我们的观念是不一样的。
It is different from our concept.
我们的观念你说早一定是春天。
Because in our concept, if it's early rain, it is the rain in the springtime.
你说晚雨就一定是秋天。
If it is the latter rain, of course, it's the fall rain.
但这犹大地就不是这样。
But that is not the case in the land of Judah.
正如同他们计算日子一样。
Just when they calculate in their calendar, it is different.
他们从黑夜算到光明。
Even in the day.
从黑夜算到。
It is from the evening to the day.
计算春雨这个早雨晚雨呢
So when they have the early and latter rains
而且这是从秋雨算到春雨
It begins with the rain in the fall and the autumn to the rain in the spring
那所以说到春雨的时候是下半年的事 对不起 说到春雨的时候，在他们来说是那个雨季的末期。
Therefore, in their calendar year, when it talks about the rain in the spring, it is the latter rain.
那说到不管它是雨季末后的雨季。
Whether it is the end of the rainy season,
它还是雨季。
It is still part of the rainy season.
是当时的雨季的时候。
Therefore, in this rainy season,
一个正常的情形就是雨量是非常的充沛。
A very normal situation during the rainy season is there is a lot of rain.
但是稀奇的很。
What is strange?
第十章一开始。
At the beginning of chapter 10.
就是当春雨的时候。
It says in the time of the latter rain.
当雨水非常充沛的时候。
When there ought to be a lot of rain.
你们要向闪电的耶和华求雨。
Ask ye of the Lord rain, so the Lord shall make bright clouds.
弟兄姊妹，你留意，这个话很有意思，是不是
？Take note. Are these words very meaningful or not?
是雨季的日子。
It is the rainy season.
是已经闪电的时刻。
It is already time of the bright clouds and lightning.
明显告诉我人。
It clearly tells us.
大雨要来的。
There is going to be a big rain.
但是稀奇的。
But what's strange?
主的话在这里说。
The Lord's words here say.
在这种光景里。
Under this condition.
你要向神求雨。
You have to ask of the Lord for rain.
你说那不是很奇怪吗
？Now isn't that very strange?
应该是下雨的时刻还要求雨吗
？It's the season, the time for rain. Why do you still have to ask for rain?
啊，你说那这求雨的时候，不要成了水灾了
？If you ask for more rain, then there will be flooding.
但神没有告诉我们看去水灾的，那样的无聊的事。
But the Lord does not ask us to ask for more rain, so there will be flooding.
他只是把一个好像想不透的问题摆在。人的面前。
Yet God does place this question that is unfathomable before us.
既然是下雨的季节。
Since it is the season for rain.
既然是下雨的前奏已经出现了。
Since there is the atmosphere for rain that has appeared.
还求什么雨呢
?Why is it you would still ask for rain?
但神说。
But the Lord says,
向耶和华求雨。
Ask ye of the Lord for rain.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
什么意思
?What does that mean?
那如果我们从字面上面来看，你说这个太平常的。
If we just look at the letter of the word, this is just very common.
没有什么值得去注意的。
There's nothing for us to pay attention to.
但是你真注意到这里边的那个情形的不调和。
But if you notice the situation here, it doesn't make sense at all.
就是刚才一直提的，已经是下雨的时候，还求什么雨
？That's what we just may mention again and again. It is the rainy season. Why do you ask for rain?
这里边你就看到那个问题来了。
Then, brothers and sisters, you see what the issue is.
那是什么呢
？What is that?
No. 我们可以简单的这样说。
Very simply, we can say this.
当春雨的时候
，during the latter rains.
那就是说，一切的重新显现那个生机的时候。
That is when all the living, the plants and the trees, show their life, signs of life.
一件非常非常要紧的事情。
What is very, very important?
人不能忽略的。
Man cannot neglect.
是什么
?What is that?
持定。
They have to hold fast.
寻求。
To seek.
耶和华神是最重要的关键。
This is the most important crucial key is to hold fast and seek after the Lord God.
虽然在眼见的环境里面是下雨了。
Even though in the situation around us, it shows all signs
for rain. 但是你心思里面还是要有一个很明显的事实。
But in your heart, you still have this very clear evident fact.
那是坚定的寻求做供应的神
，That is firmly look to God who is the provider.
这个是最重要的。
That is the important.
那弟兄姊妹们，如果我们回到撒加利亚书的这整个下来的信息
，If we look throughout the message throughout Zechariah,
你很清楚的看见一件事。
Very clearly, you see one thing.
神在用着撒加利亚说了许多的话。
God uses Zechariah to speak much words.
一面是给撒加利给犹大的百姓看见摆在他们前头的环境是怎样的一些的环境。
On the one hand, it shows the people of Judah what is the situation before them and what will be ahead of them.
都是平静安稳的,
there is peace and rest.
没有太大的难处,
there is no great difficulty.
难处是会有,
there will be some hardship.
但是没有什么大不了的难处的,
but nothing too great.
他们是有前途的,
they do have a future.
但是关键的事情在这里,
but there is a key.
你们用什么态度对待那一位带领你们的神?
The key is what attitude they have toward the God who will lead them.
那是当我们看到第十章的时候,
therefore, when we see chapter
10, 你很清楚看见神在这里很重地提出这个点,
very clearly, God very heavily emphasizes this point.
不管环境是怎样的平顺,
regardless of how smooth the situation is,
你们心里面必须要持定那一位赏赐恩典的神,
in your heart, you must be firm to look to that God who is the giver of the grace.
而当你们是这样的长, 持定向着神的心思,
if you hold fast to have a heart toward God in this way,
那他就会众人降下甘霖,
then he will have give you showers of rain.
那就是说很充足的雨量会淋到了,
then he will give you very abundant sufficient rain.
那你们所有的那个作物那就
then all your plants will very naturally grow.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, all those who have been to the land of Israel will know about this point.
迦南地在地图本身来说是很肥沃的,
the land, the soil of the land of Canaan itself is very fertile.
但是他们一个最大的缺陷就是水分, 就是水,
but what they lack the most is water.
不管是饮用的水或者是灌溉的水,
whether it is the water for the cultivation or drinking water,
那在整个地面上这个是很短缺的,
that is a lack, a shortage throughout the land.
但是很稀奇的,
what is amazing though,
神给他们的应许是这样,
the promise which God gives them is this.
你回到生命记里边去, 就很看得很清楚,
if you go back to Deuteronomy, you see this very clearly. The Lord says, I will lead you into the land.
不像你们所生活过的那个埃及地,
it is unlike the land of Egypt where you dwell before.
你们在埃及地虽然是很肥沃, 但是你们灌溉还得要自己出力,
even though it was very fertile in the land of Egypt, when you cultivate, you still have to labor.
不晓得他们当时灌溉是怎么来,
we don't know how, what system they used to cultivate. 但是你从主的话里头看到他们,
大概还是要用着那个水车来把那个水运到要灌溉的地点,
but from the word of God, we're able to realize the way in which they cultivate was still use the water carts to take the water to their fields.
我们看过那些水车啊,人力的水车,
we have seen those water carts that are drawn by manpower.
要么用手来推,
you will either push by manpower,
要么用脚来踩,
or that you will use it and you will ride it like a bicycle.
但是不管你是用哪一样的方式,
but regardless of what method,
你要提水, 去灌溉的时候都是很吃力的一个工作,
it would very be laborious for you to lift the water to the field.
但神说我领你们去的那个迦南地,
but God says the land of Canaan which I will lead you into, it is unlike the land of Egypt.
那里有山有谷,
there are mountains and valleys,
有泉水,
there are water.
你们用不着灌溉,
you don't need to use the water to cultivate.
因为神按时要把秋雨春雨,
because God will grant you the early and latter rains in due time.
在以色列地缺的就是水,
what is lacking in Israel is water.
有了水就什么都解决了,
if there is only water, then everything is solved.
就是指着水给他们, but 一个很清楚的,
that is the promise of God pointing to the water, that is a very clear guidance from God.
现在撒加利亚, 撒加利亚说到这个事情的时候,
now when Zechariah mentions about this,
又回到神的那个应许里,
it goes back to that promise of God.
你当你看到春雨的时候,
when you see the latter rains,
你仍然在心里仰望那位赐恩的神,
in your heart you still look to the God who is the giver of the grace.
他就按时赐下甘霖,
and in season he will give you showers of rain.
所有的作物都能长起来,
so that all the plants may grow.
然后呢,
and then,
马上我们就看到神就把话, 那他所说的话题啊, 一下就转到, 他们祖宗的历史去。
Immediately we can see the words of God will turn to the history of their forefathers.
转到哪一个时候呢？
What period of time during their forefathers? 这一切
都是转到被掳前的时候。
At the very least, it's the period right before their captivity.
甚至是转到四世纪的时候。
Perhaps even during the time of the judges.
不过我们不去推测是多少。
But we won't go to guess what period of time that is.
反正四世纪跟被掳前，在原则上来看，神的百姓在神面前的光景。都是在同一个原则里。
Whether it is the period of the judges or the period before the captivity, in principle, that is still the same condition of the people.
那是离弃真神拜偶像。
That condition is to forsake the true God to worship idols.
因此，在他们祖宗的历史的上面。
Therefore, in the history of their forefathers,
他们受了许许多多的神的管教。
They have much discipline from God.
所以从第二节开始。
Therefore, starting with verse 2,
神就说了
God says,
为什么你们要上应许你们下雨的神寻求
Why is it that you must seek the God who promised you the rain?
人如果不寻求神
If man does not seek after God
他不会什么都不寻求
He will seek after something
他一定有别样来代替寻求神
He will use something to take the place of God
什么最容易来代替神
What would be most easy to take God's place?
拜偶像
Idols
这是以色列人的历史
That is the history of the Israelites
也是所有普遍人的历史
That is also the common history of the common man
神就只做人的最脆弱的那个点
That is the weakest point of man and God points to it and reminds his people
要用一个准确的态度活在神的面前
To live before God with a very accurate attitude
不要学着你们的祖宗
Unlike your forefathers
因为你们的祖宗啊
Because your forefathers
犯了好多好多的错误
They had many, many errors
所以第二节
Therefore in verse 2
你就看到了
You will see
因为扎神所言的是虚假这个扎神就是指若
For the idols have spoken vanity, those idols are speaking of idolatry.
你家里的神,
the idols you have at home.
你在自己家里所安装的神,
the idols which you place at your home.
我们去看耶利米书, 看以西结书, 就看出这个所说的家神是指着什么?
When we look at the books of Jeremiah, when we look at the books of Ezekiel, we can see what these idols are referring to, the idols at home.
因为一切从偶像出来的都是虚假的。
Because all from the idols are vanity.
依靠偶像说话的他们所说的话也都是虚假的。
If you speak according to the idols, that is also vanity.
他们绝对不能给人带来祝福。
They will not bring blessing to man.
只能给人带来伤害。
Only harm to man.
所以你们的祖宗就给掳到巴比伦去了。
Therefore, your forefathers were taken as captives into Babylon.
你们的祖宗就好像羊没有牧人一样哦。
Your forefathers were like sheep without shepherd.
那个牧就是有牧人，那个牧人也是很糟糕的牧人。
Even the shepherd himself would be a very bad shepherd.
那所以神说啊。
Therefore, God said,
你要看看你们祖宗的那个历史，你就知道了。
Just look at the history of your forefathers, and you will know.
不可以在神以外有任何的寻求。
You cannot have any other one you seek after besides God.
你在神以外任所有的寻求都是虚假和虚空。
All that you seek after God outside of God is empty and vanity.
你只要看看你们祖宗的那个历史，你就能知道这个事情。是准确的。
All you have to do is look at the history of your forefather and you know that is true.
虽然是这样。
Even so.
但神说。
But God says.
我仍然纪念你们。
I still remember you.
我要负你们的责任。
I will bear your responsibility.
我一定是要眷顾自己的羊群。
I will care for my own flock.
我要兴起他们。
I will raise them up.
我要怜恤他们。
I will have mercy upon
我要使他们在征战中得胜。
So that they will have victory in battle.
我要让他们践踏仇敌。
So that they will put their feet upon their oppressors.
并且我虽然把他们分散。
Even though I may scatter them.
但是我一定要把他们领回归回。
But I will have them gather again and return.
领他们归回到一个什么的光景呢
？What condition would they return?
领他们归回到一个光景，如同从来没有出过毛病一样。
They will return to a condition as if that nothing went wrong before.
弟兄姊妹，你留意第六节。
Brothers and sisters, take note of verse 6.
我要经过犹大家，拯救约瑟家。
And I will strengthen the house of Judah, and I will save the house of Joseph.
要领他们归回。
And will bring them again.
我要连续他们。
To place them and have mercy upon them.
他们必像未曾弃绝的一样。
For they shall be as though I had not cast them off.
弟兄姊妹，你看啊。
Brothers and sisters, you see.
这是什么事？
What is this?
他们受过管教。
They were disciplined.
他们受过鞭打。
They were scourged.
但神把他们带领回来。
Yet God has brought them back.
带回来的时候。
When they are brought back.
对他们来说。
To them.
他们好像从来没有给神对付过一样。
It seems as if they were never dealt with by God.
神起初选召他们，应许他们的是怎么的圣洁，他们就是怎么的圣洁。
When God called them and chosen them, how they were holy, they are just as holy now.
神应许他们是怎样的完全，他们就是怎样的完全。
How God has promised for them to be perfect, they are perfect.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，你看这个是何等不简单的一件事。
Brothers and sisters, when we look at this, we see this is not simple and easy at all.
这里好像只是说犹大。和以色列虽然给神很严厉的管教。
Here it seems as if even it says that Judah and Israel were very severely disciplined by God.
但是神没有给他们留下受管教的痕迹。
But God does not leave any trace of their discipline before.
不要说受管教的感觉了。
Not even to mention about the emotion feeling of being disciplined.
不要说受管教的那个过程了。
Or the process of being disciplined.
神说你们被召回来的时候，
God says, when I will bring you back,
你们是完完整整的。
You are completely perfect.
你们从前是如何，
How you were before,
现在也就是如何。
You are now.
中间虽然有许许多多的不妥当。
Even though in the midst, in the process, there are many things that were wrong.
但神说我全都忘记了。
But God says, I've forgotten all that.
我看你们如同没有出过什么毛病一样。
I will see you and look upon you as if nothing went wrong.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters, this matter.
说在旧约的日子，那是非常非常不简单的。
When we speak of it in the old covenant, that is not simple at all.
如果说在新约的日子呢？
If we set that in the new covenant,
我们会觉得这是神的恩典所带来的理所当然。
We would say this is by the grace of God, it is very reasonable.
但是弟兄姊妹，你记得这个说这个话的时候是在旧约的日子。
But brothers and sisters, remember these words are spoken in the old covenant.
仍然是在律法在那里管束着神百姓的日子。
It is still the days under the law which constrained the people.
神说，我管教你们完毕了以后，我看你们那个完整、完全、那个圣洁，好像从来没有受沾染过一样。
God says, after I have dealt with you, after I have worked upon you, then you are just as holy, just as perfect, without any blemish, just like you were never defiled.
弟兄姊妹，你留意在旧约里头，怎么可能有这样的事？
Brothers and sisters, take note, how can this be possible during the old covenant?
你说旧约的献祭不就是带出这个结果吗？
You may say that is the function of the sacrifices in the Old Testament. Brothers and sisters,
完全不是这么回事。
Completely, that is not the case.
如果我们很严格的来看，
If we look at it very strictly upon the sacrifices in the Old Covenant, God clearly tells us,
旧约里头所有的献祭，
All the offerings in the Old Testament,
所起的那个功用就是遮盖。
The function which they have is a covering.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫遮盖？
Brothers and sisters, what does it mean to cover?
遮盖就是叫你看不见。
To cover is so you won't see it.
但是它存在不存在呢？
But does it exist?
它还是存在。
It still exists.
但是没有叫你看见就是。
But you just don't see it.
这个叫做遮盖。
That is to cover it.
弟兄姊妹们，在旧约的日子，
Brothers and sisters, in the old covenant,
你读希伯来书的时候，
When we read Hebrews,
你会很明确地读到，
We'll clearly read,
山羊那个牛羊的血只是给我们一次的遮盖。
The blood of the herd and the flock only is to cover us.
所以呢，他给你盖一年，第二年就失效了。
Therefore, I will cover you for 1 year, then the next year it has no more
function. 所以第二年你又要再献一次了。
Therefore, the second year you have to offer again.
你每年都要这样子献上去了。
And yearly you have to make this offering.
因为你 今年献了，明年不献，那明年今年有遮盖，明年就没有。
Because if you offer this year, you have covering. If you do not offer next year, you have no covering next year.
那你明年没有遮盖的话，那神就要追讨你了。
If you do not have the covering the following year, God will chasten after you.
这个是旧约。
Brothers and sisters, that is the old covenant.
那但是这里说到的像未曾给弃绝过一样。
Now here, when it says is as though they were not cast off.
因为这个是新约的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, this is the grace of the new covenant.
这个是旧恩里面那个洗净的恩典。
This is the purification, the washing in salvation.
这是约翰一书第一章里面所说的洗净的恩典。
That is the grace of the cleansing that is in 1 John chapter 1.
我们若认自己的罪。
If we confess our sins.
神是信实的。
God is faithful.
赦免我们的罪。
He will forgive us our sins.
洗净我们。
And cleanse us from all our unrighteousness.
什么叫做洗净?
What does it mean to cleanse us?
洗净就是抹掉了。
To cleanse means it has taken away.
没有了。
It is no more.
不存在了。
It does not exist.
你再要怎么寻找也看不见。
No matter how you try to find it, you cannot see it anymore.
这个叫做洗净。
That is to be cleansed.
这个是新约的恩典。
That is the grace in the new covenant.
在撒加利亚书的里面。
But in the time of Zechariah,
神已经在那里宣告这个洗净的事实。
God already mentioned about this fact of cleansing.
但是我们了解
But we know.
神在这里宣告的不是说他们当时的情形。
Here, when God makes this pronouncement, it is not their condition.
那是引他们看到国度的时候。
It is to lead them to see the period of the kingdom.
看到这春雨的时候。
When they see the latter rain.
看到神的百姓重新恢复他那个祭司的功用的时候。
When the people once again, during the period of the kingdom, when the people restore to their priesthood.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
我一再地说
Again, I say,
当时的百姓听了这些话他能明白到一个什么的程度 我一点把握都没有
When the people heard these words during that time to what degree did they understand these words I have no thoughts about this
但是我有一件事情 能清楚的
But there's one thing I'm clear on
他们看见他们自己有前途
They do see the fact that they do have a future.
人只要看见自己有前途，那就可以了嘛。
As long as men see that they have a future ahead, that is enough.
人看见自己前面的路没有给堵塞了，那就是就行了嘛。
When man sees that their path ahead has not been hindered, then that is enough for them to go forward to be restful and peaceful. We thank God.
神一直给他们看到。
God continues to show them.
他们的路途。
God shows them their way. God shows them their future.
然后这一个前途实在是太大了。
And this future is indeed too great.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
我们今天在新约里头的人。
Today for us in the new covenant.
我们很清楚地看见。
Very clearly we can see.
这是神儿子所做成的那个果效。
This is all the result, all the effectual work of the Son of God.
叫到神面前来的人给洗净到一个地步成了圣洁。没有瑕疵。
Therefore, those who come into the presence of God, they have been cleansed to a point they are holy without blemish.
那对神的百姓来说
As to the people of God,
他们能不能被带到这个地步呢
Will they be led to this condition?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
到了国度的日子
In the kingdom,
他们也是给神带到这个地步。
They are also brought to this condition.
他们恢复他们做祭司的国度的那个功用。
They have restored the function of the kingdom of priests.
那你说这个是根据什么呢?
You say, what is this based on?
什么都不根据。
It is not based on anything.
根据神自己。
It is based on God himself.
圣灵留意神在这里宣告了这一段话。
So you see here, when God has made this pronouncement,
他就指出那个原因来了。
He points for the reason.
我就连续他们，他们必像未曾弃绝的一样。
For I have mercy upon them, and they shall be as though I had not cast them off.
都因我是耶和华他们的神。
For I am the Lord their God,
这个就是原因。
That is the reason.
原因就是因为神的自己。
The reason is God himself.
原因就是神自己是他们的神。
The reason is God himself is their God.
神和他们中间那个关系。
The reason, the relationship which God has with them.
他们是子民。
They are the people.
神是他们的神。
God is their God.
我们实在感谢我们的主。
Indeed, we thank our Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们看到那个字句里面的那种内容的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when we look into the letter of the word and the content,
你站在当时百姓的那个地位上来去领会
，If we stand in the position of the people during that time to understand,
你只能看见前途
，We can only see the future.
你却不知道内容
，We don't know what is the content of it.
但是感谢神
，But thank God.
我们今天在新约里头的人
，Today for us in the new covenant.
我们看到这些话语的时候
，When we see these words,
我们不仅是看见前途
，Not only do we see the future,
我们也看见那个真实的内容
，We also see the practical content.
我们是在向主低头敬拜
，Indeed, we bow our head and worship the Lord.
然后弟兄姊妹们
，And then brothers and sisters,
你就留意到
，You will see.
神就说我怎么把他们带回来呢
？God says, How will I bring them back?
第十章的下边的那一小段。
At the second half of chapter 10.
如果从字句上面你来看
If we look at the letter of the word,
你就看见神从地上的各方把他的子民召聚回来。
God will gather his people from all over the world.
从埃及
From Egypt.
从亚述
From Assyria.
从全地了说严格的来说
And to be very strict, it is from all the land.
但是主要的是说埃及和亚述
But mainly from Egypt and Assyria.
那这两个地区
Now these two places.
那亚述是包括巴比伦
Assyria includes Babylon.
那就是在现在整个中东的那一带的地区
That is the entire region of the Middle East present day.
当然不限于中东一带的地区
Of course, it is not limited to the Middle East region.
它是在用一个列国这一个词就把全地都包括了。
Just using the word, the nations will include all of the land.
那你留意神说话的所用的那个词。
Now, if you take note of the words which God uses,
第九节
verse 9,
我虽然破散他们在列国中，他们必在远方纪念我。他们与儿女都必存活且得归回
And I will sow them among the people and they shall remember me in far countries and they shall live with their children and turn again
我必再领他们出埃及地招聚他们出亚述领他们到基列和利巴嫩这地尚且不够他们居住
I will bring them again also out of the land of Egypt and gather them out of Assyria and I will bring them into the land of Gilead and Lebanon and place shall not be found for them.
弟兄姊妹你注意。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
主说的话是怎么说
This is the Lord's word.
我必再领他们。
I will bring them again.
神从前曾经领过他们。
God once again led them.
如果从这个地区来说。
If we look at the region itself.
神曾经领他们出过埃及。
God once led them out of Egypt.
他们也曾经领他们出离亚述。
And led them once out of Assyria.
但神现在说
But God says here,
我要再领他们
I will bring them again
都不在历史上神已经做过的那个范围里
This is not in the boundary of what God has already done in history
乃是在历史上神所做过的 那些事以外神在显明神所做的
But it is upon those events which God has already done to manifest again what he will do again
神说我再领他们
God says, I will bring them again.
我一定再领他们
I must bring them again.
领他们离开哪里
Again, out of where?
离开埃及
Out of the land of Egypt.
离开亚述
Out of Assyria.
领他们离开那些地方去哪里呢
When they are led out of those places, where are they going? To return to Gilead.
回到利巴嫩
And Lebanon.
啊，弟兄们，你注意到
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
你再往下去看的时候
When we read on,
你就看到
You will see
没有任何这些个难处把神的子民领回来这个事情做不成功
There is no difficulty that God cannot overcome to bring his people back
你留意
Take note
他说在埃及啊尼罗河的深处都枯干
And in Egypt, the depths of the river of the Nile shall dry up.
亚述的骄傲必自卑微。
And the pride of Assyria shall be brought down.
埃及的权柄必然灭没。
And the scepter of Egypt shall depart away.
你看到了。
You see.
自然界里边的阻挡。
All the natural hindrances.
人文社会里边的阻挡。
all the political society, obstacles in society have completely no function at all. God will lead his people back. He will lead his people back.
特别叫我们留意到,
especially we'll take note.
我, 12节,
verse 12.
我必使他们依靠我,
and they, I will strengthen them in the Lord.
得以坚固一举一动必奉我的名。
And I will strengthen them in the Lord, and they shall walk up and down in His name,
这是耶和华说的,
said of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, this speaks of their future.
这个前途是什么?
What is this future?
赎罪日的应验,
it is the fulfillment of the Day of Atonement.
弟兄姊妹, 这个是吹角节的应验,
brothers and sisters, I'm sorry, I'm correction. This is the fulfillment of the Feast of Horns.
这个是吹角节的应验,
this is the Festival of Horns.
神给在旧约的日子,
in the Old Covenant,
神给以色列人一个吹角节,
God gave the Israelites this Festival of Horns. And this Festival of Trumpets is every year they will blow the horn, blow the trumpet. What does that actually mean? They probably don't understand fully. Even probably until today, they will not clearly understand. We thank God they may not understand, but we can.
最低限度, 我们不领会他们的, 在最低限度, 我们领会我们的,
at the very least, we may not understand theirs, but we know ours.
我们晓得吹角节的号头一, 如果真的在天上一响,
we know that when the trumpet shall sound in heaven,
我们就要被提了,
we'll be raptured.
这是我们知道,
that's what we know.
但是他们知道不知道, 他们每年在那里, 吹角有什么意思呢?
But whether the Israelites know their festival of the trumpet blowing every year, if they will know, they may not know what it means.
但是有一天他们知道,
but one day they will.
当那个天使的号筒一吹响,
when the trumpet of the angels shall sound,
他们就在全地给遭拒了,
they will be gathered throughout the land.
就给带回,
they will be gathered back into the land of Israel. At that place, they will be kept. There they will call out to God. Especially God says, I will strengthen them in the Lord. They shall walk up and down in His name, said of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, this is a great thing. It is an extremely great thing. We thank the Lord.
在这一个地方,
at this place,
因为神借着撒加利亚先知说的话,
the words God speaks through Zechariah the prophet,
因为这让神的百姓看见他们是有前途的人,
continues to show the people of God they are a people with hope.
主的话不停在这里,
the word of the Lord does not stop here.
主的话继续下去的时候,
the word of the Lord continues
你就看到,
on, you will see.
你说, 如果要全地把神的子民都召集回来,
you say, in order to gather all the people of God throughout the land,
那怎么能成就这个事呢?
Now, how would that be done?
是一转到第十章,
when we turn to chapter 10,
转到十一章,
when we turn to chapter 11,
你很清楚就看见神在那里说, 他要做什么事情?
You will clearly see what God Himself will do.
他要把一切人为的阻挡,
God will remove all of man's obstacles.
你留意那一段的话,
take note of those words.
如果我们留意里边所说的那种光景,
if we take note of the condition that is speaking of,
那就是,
that is,
人为的和自然的一些的,
that is some of the obstacles that are man-made and some are natural. You realize that the people of Israel are scattered throughout the region outside of this place. If they are to return, they must go through these regions.
但这一带的地方,
but in these regions, there are man-made obstacles. There are natural obstacles.
好像你要到他们一下全都回来,
in order for them just to return right away, it is not easy.
但是在人是不能。
With man it is impossible.
在神却凡事都能。
With God all things are possible.
神在这里就宣告这个。
Here God proclaims this.
什么什么要毁坏，什么什么要消灭，什么什么要打开。
What will open, what will destroy, what will be taken away?
啊，那这些都挪移了。
All these things are removed.
神的百姓回来，那就一点阻挡都没有了。
God's people are returned and there are no obstacles.
但是最大的阻挡还不是这些自然的或是人别人所做出来的。
But all these obstacles are not the greatest hindrances whether natural or man-made.
最大的阻挡是什么？
What is the greatest obstacle?
是神的百姓的本身。
It is God's people themselves.
神百姓的自己。
It is God's people themselves.
所以底下神给撒加利亚说了一些话。
Therefore, God says to the, through Zechariah.
那这些话是非常严肃的。
And these words are extremely solemn.
因为这个话，如果我们没有很清楚地看见神是怎样把旧约带进新约。
Because if we do not see very clearly how God leads from the old covenant into the new covenant,
我们就觉得神说这段话是什么意思？
Then we will feel what is the meaning of these words from God.
这好像讲故事又不是讲故事。
It seems like it's telling a story, but not a story.
如果不是讲故事的话，那个一定有实在的意义。
If it is not a story, there must be some true meaning there.
但是你又看不到它有什么实在的意义。
But it seems as we don't see any true meaning there.
但感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
神的灵帮助我们看见整段从我们说到从第七章开始一直说到十四章啊，就是说到犹大人整个的前途的那一个的发生。
The Spirit of God help us. We have mentioned from chapter 7 to chapter 14 tells us the entire history or the future of the people of Judah.
我们就很清楚地看到。
Very clearly we'll see.
里头提到每一件你能把它分析出来作为一个独立的事件独立的事件独立的事件的。
All of these things were able to isolate and place them individually as separate events.
虽然是许多个独立的事件在那里
，Even though there are many, many isolated individual events，
但是有一个中心点贯穿在那里。
Yet there is a central theme that is linked throughout。
那个中心点是什么
？And that central theme is
神儿子的显明
，the manifestation of the Son of God。
现在我们又来碰到这个了。
Again we come into that。
从第十一章第四节那里，弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention, starting with chapter 11, verse 4.
神就对撒加利亚说话。
God says to Zechariah,
好像神让撒加利亚做一件事情。
It seems as if God is letting Zechariah do this.
但是你读下去的时候，又好像不是撒加利亚在做事情。
But when you read on, it seems it is not Zechariah who is doing this.
是神自己在那里做神所说的事情。
It is God himself doing what God has said.
你说这个究竟是怎么回事？
You might question, what is this all about?
究竟是撒加利亚去做神所说的事，还是神说了给撒加利亚听了以后，神自己去做那些事？
Is it Zechariah doing it?Or is it God himself doing after he has told Zechariah?
两种情况都有。
It is both.
但是主要的是神借着撒加利亚宣告了一些事情神就自己去做那些事情。
But mainly it is God proclaiming some things to Zechariah and then God himself doing it.
而这些事情和以色列的整个的历史的焦点有关联的。
And all these things are completely related to the focal point of the history of Israel.
不是说整个以色列的历史。
It is not the whole history of Israel.
是说以色列的历史的焦点。
But it is the focal point of the history of Israel.
这个焦点就和这一段话是非常的有意思。
And the focal point has extremely a close relationship with this passage here.
那神对撒加利亚说
Now God says to Zechariah
他说你要牧养这张宰的群羊
God says feed the flock of the slaughter
那是说到犹大以色列他们的面对的一些困扰的光景
This speaks of the condition which Israel will face some difficulty
他们很受很多的很大很多的难处
many of the great difficulties and hardships which they will face.
他们不但是给分散，也给杀害。
Not only were they scattered, they were slaughtered.
他们甚至要从地上给除灭。
Even to a point they were to be destroyed, wiped out.
但神说，你撒加利亚，你去牧养这些剩下的。
But God says, you, Zechariah, go feed the flock those who remain.
弟兄姊妹，你说撒加利亚凭什么去牧养？
Brothers and sisters, you might say, by what can Zechariah feed them?
他有什么力量去牧养？
What strength does Zechariah have to feed them?
他有什么能力可以牧养这些？
What strength does Zechariah have to feed them?
因为这里所说到那个群羊旺盛，你看，就是以色列的百姓。
Because here, when it says the flock, when you read on, you realize this is speaking of the people of Israel.
那撒加利亚凭什么去成就神这个差遣呢？
Now, according to what does Zechariah have to complete this commission of God?
所以你看下去的时候，你看到。
So you read on and you'll see.
诶，那你就看到是神在那里做这个事。You'll
discover it is God Himself doing this.
神做了以后就。 好像算在撒加利亚的账上。
It seems like after God has done it, He has counted this toward Zechariah.
当然我们严格的把它分出来的话。
Of course, if we were to strictly divide this out,
那是神借着撒加利亚来宣告神自己要做什么事。
It is God proclaiming through Zechariah what God Himself will do.
当神把这些事情做成的时候,
And after God has completed these things,
那在人看来就好像是撒加利亚在那里宣告这些事情要给做成。It
seems as in man's view, that is Zechariah who will proclaim these things which will be done.
那人就很容易就把这个账算给撒加利亚。Very
naturally then, man will settle this account and give it to Zechariah.
那我们现在要注意的是, 神跟撒加利亚说这段话是说出什么?
But what we must take notice, what is God saying to Zechariah in this passage?
仍然是在回顾以色列的历史的这一个基础上面来说这个话。
Again, it is still on the foundation of the reflection of Israel's history.
那就是说到在神的子民中间。
That is speaking in the people of God.
那是有地位、有权势、有责任的人，他们放弃了他们的责任。
That is, those who have power, those who have authority, those who have position, have forsaken their responsibility.
他们只管自己得好处，而不管百姓受苦。
They are only mindful of their own benefit and disregarding the suffering of the people.
那因此,
Therefore,
神就在那里宣告要
God declared that He will deal with these individuals and the land. This is their history in the past. And their history at the present. Because this includes their experience of being taken captivity in Babylon.
那神让撒加利亚当时也真的去牧养一群羊。
Yes, God also had Zechariah feed a flock at that time.
但是那群羊是很象征式的。
But those flock is
symbolic.
But those flock is only symbolic.
就是让撒加利亚在那里牧养一小群的羊。
It seems as God is allowing for Zechariah to feed a small flock.
他在牧养的过程里头，他做了一些事情。
And in this process, Zechariah is doing something.
神就借着他所做的这些事情来向神的百姓说明一些神要做的事。
And through the things which Zechariah does with this small flock, God is proclaiming things that he will do.
那撒加利亚就把一些羊买回来。
Now Zechariah has purchased, bought a flock.
那些羊本来就是要送去宰杀的。
And this is a flock of the slaughter.
现在他就牧养其他了。
So Zechariah feeds this
flock. 神就让他有了两根 那个牧羊的杖,
God gave him two staffs.
这两根杖都有名字的。
And there are names for these two staffs.
一根称着勇美,
one is called beauty.
一根称着连硕,
one is called bands.
就是连合了你就把它看作。
Or you can just say this is a union band.
撒加利亚就这样就在那里牧养他这个小群的羊。
So this is how Zechariah feeds the small flock here.
那现在神就说了。
So now here God says,
他说在一个月之内我除灭三个牧人。
He says three shepherds also I cut off in one month.
因为我的心厌烦他们。
And my soul loathed them.
他们的心也憎嫌我。
And their soul also abhorred me.
我就说我不养你们，要死的由他死了，要上网的由他上网。
Then said I will not feed you. That dieth, let it die.
余剩的我就由他们彼此相食。
And that is to be cut off, let it be cut off, and let the rest.
我折断那称为永美的杖，表明我废弃与万民所立的约。
And let the rest eat everyone the flesh of another, and I took my staff, even beauty, and cut it asunder.
当日我就废弃了。
That I might break my covenant.
那神说了这样的一段话。
And this is what God said.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
一月之内。
One month.
那当然我们的观念就是三十天了。
Of course, in our concept, it's 30 days.
不过神在这里给我们所留意的只是就是在一个短时间内。
But what God shows us here is in a short period of time.
不是很定规就是三十天内。
It's not necessarily an exact 30 days.
就是三一个短时间内。
But it's in a very short period of time.
神说我就除灭三个牧人。
God says, I have cut off three shepherds.
那这里我们如果不好的去注意的话，我们实在有点弄迷了。
If we're not very careful here, then we're very confused.
三个牧人牧羊那一群羊都牧养不来。
Three shepherds tend to the flock, yet they did not do a good job.
你一个撒加利亚就能牧羊那些羊了。
Yet just one of you, Zechariah, can do a good job to feed the flock.
那说如果我们不细细的去注意神说话的那一个光景。
Therefore, if we're not very careful in the words God speaks here,
我们就会弄得昏头昏脑的。
And we'll be very, very confused.
你说这个我除灭三个牧人，那这个我是谁？
He says, these shepherds I cut off in one month, who is this?
那这三个牧人又是谁？
Who is this person and the three shepherds?
这里好像不清不楚的。
It seems like it's extremely unclear here.
但是不。
No.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常说啊
，Brothers and sisters, often we say，
读到这一次好像预言式的话，好像故事式的话。
When we read these type of passages like a prophecy or like a story，
那 prophecy 就是一些故事。
Like a story，
你必须要很完整的把它读过来。
We have to read it very completely, thoroughly。
你不完整的把它读过来，你越读越糊涂的。
If we do not do so very completely, the more we read it, the more confused we are.
比方这里说，
For example, here,
他要除掉三个牧人。
It says, I will cut off three shepherds.
牧人是什么？
Who are these shepherds?
谁是牧人？
Who are shepherds?
牧人表明什么？
What does the shepherd represent?
我们就莫名其妙。
We'll be very confused.
那但是呢？
But,
你看到底下的时候，
If you read on,
你又看到一件事情。
You see another event.
他说我要在这地兴起一个牧人。
And I will rise up one shepherd.
那是在十四节。
That is verse 14.
对不起，那十五节。
Verse 15.
好，你又看到了。
Verse 16 you will see.
又兴起一个牧人。
And he will raise up another shepherd.
你说这个牧人是什么？
You say who is this shepherd?
那如果这样一来，
Then,
那个对于牧人的那个范围我们就有了一点概念。
With that, then we'll have some concept of a shepherd.
我们再从整个的里边所说的，我们就晓得那个牧人的内容又是什么了。
Then, as a whole, we're able to understand what is the shepherd referring to.
并且说到那个牧人指着谁也很清楚了。
And we'll also be very clear who the shepherd is speaking of.
那现在我们这样才提。
Now we mention this.
神说他在一个短短的时间的里头。
God says in a very short period.
他除灭三个牧人。
He has cut off three shepherds.
这个现在我们因为有了十六节的那个牧人。
Now because we have the shepherd in verse 16.
我们就知道这个牧人是指着什么来说的？
We're able then to realize what these three shepherds are speaking of.
是指理神的百姓的执事来说的。
It is speaking of the ministers of the people of God. Brothers and sisters, then we understand. Who are these three shepherds?
先知祭司君王.
It is speaking of the priest, the prophet, and the king.
果然我们看到,
indeed, we see.
特别到了四福音的时候,
especially in the four Gospels.
你看到,
we will see
在神的子民的中间,
in the people of God,
先知没有了,
there are no more prophets.
君王没有了,
there are no more kings.
剩下有祭司,
there is a priest.
但祭司却不起作用的,
yet, the priests have no function.
如同没有,
it is like there is no priest.
弟兄姊妹看到,
brothers and sisters, you can
神说,
see, God says,
他要把这三个牧人都废掉,
God will cut off these three shepherds.
因为他们不照顾我的羊群,
because these three shepherds do not tend to my flock.
他们不称职,
they are not worthy of their ministry.
他们在那里任凭我的子民受伤害,
they allow for my people to be harmed.
所以我把他们完全除掉了,
so I completely cut them off.
那当神把他这个, 这几个知识从他的百姓中间除掉的时候呢,
so after God has cut off these ministries before the people,
他就让撒加利亚把那一根称为永美的杖截断了,
God allowed for Zechariah to cut asunder the staff named Beauty.
什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
这里有解说,
here it explains,
神说我就停止与万民所立的约,
God here says that I might break my covenant which I have made with all the people.
我就不再纪念我的百姓了,
no longer will I remember my people.
听说这个事情不是很严重吗?
Brothers and sisters, isn't this very serious?
的确是很严重,
yes, it is.
严重到一个什么地步呢?
How serious is it?
严重到 人在神面前再没有路可走了,
it is so serious to a point now there is no more path, no more way for man before God.
我们没有看见神跟万民立过什么约很明显的记载在圣经里,
we have not seen a very evident covenant which God has made with all the people in the scriptures.
但是我们勉强可以把亚当的约和挪亚的约签出来,
but very forcefully, we can bring out the Adamic covenant and the covenant with Noah.
但神说我把那个约挪掉了,
but God says, now I have broken that covenant.
那弟兄们你看到一件什么事?
Brothers and sisters, what do you see?
那就是说人在神面前再没路走了,
you see, that means man has no way before God now.
那跟以色列人立的约呢?
What is the covenant with Israel then?
也包括在这个 众月的里头,
of course, that covenant is included with all the covenants.
也截断了,
that is also broken.
永美没有了,
no more beauty.
人在神面前没有路了,
man has no path before God now.
绝望了,
they're hopeless.
严肃不严肃?
Is that serious?
很严肃,
or not? It is extremely serious.
但是感谢神,
but thank God.
当神在这里说截断那个老旧的,
here when says, God says he has break forth the old,
他就兴起一个,
he will raise up a new which no one has imagined.
如果我们没有看到神这样来表达他的心思,
if we do not see that God manifests his heart in this way,
我们真的是觉得神跟撒加利亚说这段话是没头没脑的,
then we will see these words which God says to Zechariah are meaningless.
但是你真看到神在这里说话的意思的时候,
but here when you see the meaning of God,
你看到一件事了,
you will see one thing.
新约的那一个影儿跑出来了,
the shadow of the new covenant has come about.
你看到这里,
here you see
犹大卖主的那个结果,
you will see the result of Judas when he betrayed the Lord.
在这里出来了,
it is here.
当然当时的人不懂,
of course, the people during that time did not understand. But now we must understand.
我们必须要懂,
we have to understand.
因为我们很清楚看见,
because clearly we can see.
我们的主被卖的那一个结局就是这里说的,
this is the result of our Lord being sold.
因为那哪里就说,
because there it says,
十二节,
verse 12,
我对他们说
And I said
你们若以为美就给我工价
if,
不然就罢了
If you think good, give me my price, for if not, forbear.
于是他们就给了30块钱作为我的工价
So they wait for my price 30 pieces of silver.
留意13节了
Pay attention to verse 13.
耶和华吩咐我说要把众人所固定美好的价值丢给窑户
And the Lord said unto me, cast it unto the potter.
我便将这30块钱在耶和华的殿中丢给窑户了。
And I took the 30 pieces of silver and cast them to the potter in the house of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹读到这里你很容易你就留意到 连到福音书上所记载的事了。
Brothers and sisters, when we read this part, very easily we'll connect it to the recording in
the gospel. 当我们的主给钉在十字架上的时候
When our Lord was crucified on the cross,
犹大好像就觉得我做错了事了。
Seems as Judas thought he had done wrong.
他就把那30块钱拿回去给大祭司。
So he brought the 30 pieces of silver back
to the high priest. 他说我卖了无辜人的血了。
He said, I have shed innocent blood.
大祭司他们也不接回来。
And the high priest did not receive the silver.
他说这是你作恶的工价。
And this is the wages of your evil.
就他们就在圣殿，犹大就丢在圣殿里。
So Judas threw it in the temple.
他们说这个钱也不能放在圣殿里。
They said we cannot leave this money.
因为是血价。
In the temple because this is
blood money. 他们就用这些30块钱买了窑户的一块田。
So they bought a piece of land from the potter.
弟兄姊妹，我们看到
，Brothers and sisters, we can see，
主在这里就说出，当时就说出这样的一件事来。
So the Lord here says of this matter，
就说出了。
It tells us，
神和他子民和万民当中的那个关系。
God speaks forth His relationship with His people with
all the people。要给带进一个新的。关系里了
that it would be brought into a new relationship.
而这个新的关系的关键在就在那30块钱给卖掉的人子耶稣基督的身上成全。
And the key to the completion of this new relationship is based upon the Son of Man when he was sold for those 30 pieces of silver.
那当然这一件事情
And of course this event
就造成了好大的好大的结果
has brought forth a very very great result
那所以第二根杖啊又在这个时候截断了
therefore the second staff was also broken at this point
弟兄姊妹们主的话在这里就说
brothers and sisters
犹大和以色列的那他们彼此兄弟的情分也都在那里给破坏掉。
The Lord says here that it will break the brotherhood between Judah and Israel.
当然我们可以很具体的把它看到在主给钉十字架以后以色列人的那个遭遇。
Of course, we can see it in a light the situation of the Israelites after our Lord was crucified.
我们不必去提他们了。
We won't need to go mention them.
然后弟兄姊妹你再看。
And then, brothers and sisters, if you read on.
从15节以后。
Starting from verse 15.
神说要兴起一个牧人来。
God says he will raise up a shepherd.
很清楚我们就看到。
Very clearly we'll see.
在这一个时候。
At this time.
所说的兴起的那个牧人。
The shepherd that will be raised up.
是指的什么呢?
Who is it pointing at?
那就是侍奉时候的那些祭司。
It is the priest during the time of the four gospels.
就是在那里用30块钱买了神儿子的命的那一批人。
That is the group of people for the 30 pieces of silver who bought the life of the Son of God.
但是不管。神的子民在神面前做了多少愚昧的事
Now regardless of how foolish the people of God have done acted before him
以致神的儿子也在他们的手上给杀害
Even to a point that the son of God was slain under their hands
倒是感谢神
But thank God,
你看到在这一件事上,
you can see in this matter,
又是突出神的儿子,
also makes the Son of God outstanding.
突出神的儿子, 经历十字架的那一个事实,
it makes the fact outstanding of the experience of the Son of God upon the cross.
那这样就叫这一个 好像在神面前不再有路的神的百姓很隐藏的在那里，神给他们预备了一个路。So
seemingly as if there's no more path for the people before God, very hiddenly God has given them a way.
我们读这一段话的时候，
when we read this passage,
尤其是第11章的这一段话,
especially this passage in chapter 11,
不能停在这里,
we cannot end here.
因为这里只是好像一个概论那样子,
because here only is like a summary that tells us.
那具体的事情呢?
What is practical?
在12章, 13章,
it is in chapters 12 and 13.
我们感谢神,
we thank God.
虽然今天晚上我们不能再看到12章和13章,
even though tonight we cannot look into chapters 12 and 13,
但是我们下礼拜看12、13章的时候,
but next week when we look into chapters 12 and 13,
我们就回过头来看到这30块钱的那一个结果了。
We will see then the result of these 30 pieces of silver.
因着那30块钱,
because of those 30 pieces of silver,
好像走到尽头的人又在看见路了。
For the people who have seemingly come to an end, again is able to see a way.
我们实在感谢主。
Indeed, we thank the Lord.
神没有给我们看到,
God have not shown us,
我们在跟随他的路上是不会遇到有阻碍,
that the path which we follow after him will have no obstacles.
但是神总是给我们看到,
but God will always show us.
在他那里永远有路,
with him, there is always a way.
那好像给我们转，不讲从建圣殿的事, 说的是提到我们在神面前一些生命的学习。
It seemingly does not speak on the rebuilding of the temple, but some of our practical lessons.
那好像就来到哥林多前书第10章里。
Seems as we have come to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
我们说, 忍受的试探, 无非是人所能受的,
the temptations which we face are which man is able to bear.
在我们受不住的时候,
when we are unable to bear,
他就给我们开一个出路, 叫我们能受得住。
God will give us a way of escape, allowing for us
感谢主,
to bear. We thank the Lord.
一个活在神面前的人,
one who lives before God,
愿意站立在神面前的人,
one who is willing to stand before God,
一个一心一意拣选神的人,
one who wholeheartedly, pureheartedly chooses God, they will always have a way before God. They will always have a future.
这是当时神百姓所要的信息。
This is the message which the people of God needed to hear at that time.
而也是我们这些跟随主的人不住的享用的神的应许。
This is also the promise we continue to enjoy.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我想我们今天晚上我们就交通到这了。
I think we'll end our sharing here this evening.
等到下礼拜我们看到 如果主许可，我们就看完撒迦利亚书12、13、14章。
If the Lord is willing, next week we'll finish with Zechariah 12 through 14.
从那里回过头来再看第十章，11章末了的这一段的事情呢，那就很清楚了。
Then when we reflect and look at the end of chapter 11, that will be very clear then.
神怎么作为？ 他的子民的拯救。
How God Himself will be the salvation of His people.
神怎么成为他们的道路。
How God will be their way.
神怎么成为他们的前途。
How God will become their future.
神怎么来恢复他们的荣耀和廉洁。
How God will restore their beauty and bands.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我想今天晚上我们交通就到这里。
I think we'll end our fellowship here this evening.